Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit back podcast.
I like China.
We're gonna retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Welcome to Legit Bat, and now your hosts, Joe, Jen, and Ben.
Welcome back to Legit Bat.
What up, retarded faggots?
Haven't played that one in a while. I actually left the soundboard out on the last show because it was kind of more of a intellectual show, if you will. Comedic armchair philosophy, as I told Ryan Gable it was, but...
Pass!
We're back. It's 2025. We're ready to rock, ready to go. I'm not working 12-hour shifts anymore, so that's awesome. But if it's your first time listening, I'm Joe. Jen is with me tonight.
Hello.
And this is a returning guest, one of the coolest motherfuckers we've ever got to meet in person, who stayed at our house, totally trusted us to not murder him in his sleep, which obviously we didn't because he's here. He has since moved over to the East Coast-ish area, and he's got a bunch of things going. If you don't know him, it's Scott from Rebunked, formerly of Truthzilla. Yeah, Scott, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Some of my favorite people out there.
So
yes, thank you for not killing me.
I mean,
thank you for not killing us.
I was tempted, but you know, I was able to keep the demon contained.
Don't put it past us.
Our very vicious guard dog protected us, I'm sure.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, good to be back, you guys. I'm so happy to see you guys are just thriving and crushing. And yeah, dude, like what the heck is going on in California? Like, I'm sorry, it's your show, but I had to like what the fuck, dude?
I mean, like, as a fellow
normally,
host, yeah.
Yeah. It's normally your guys' neck of the woods, it's all getting scorched, right? Or like similarly. Like
yeah,
what
usually.
The hell? It's like
that could still
like,
happen technically, but yeah, we're in the rainy season up here, so
I don't know. That is the topic of the day if you're looking at, you know, different Instagrams and other podcasts and everything. But I don't know. It is weird, especially in January, for fires to be raging like that. But yeah. we can talk about that in a little bit. I really did want to get your the inside scoop on what you're doing. Anybody doesn't know, Scott is involved in unjected.com, a vax-free dating site. So if you're interested in that and you happen to be single, or if you're married and you just want to, you know, expand your horizons or whatever, I wouldn't say it's guaranteed people aren't vaccinated, but maybe they've actually, you know, had a come to Jesus moment and they're like, you know what, I really don't want to be involved with any of this
anymore.
I'm sure
if you have like a 5-minute conversation with them, you'll be able to tell how they feel about certain things.
Yeah, like, exactly. No, I'm totally injected, but I voted for Kamala. You're like, okay. Well,
no, and maybe it doesn't even have to be that outright, but just little things in path. I don't know. I bet you could spot them, you know.
Exactly. So, yep.
Yeah. So what we were talking about before the show is that you were involved in, you know, serving paperwork to the WHO, I believe, and a bunch of other places.
Yeah.
Tell us about that because I can't wait to see where that goes. I'm sure it'll be like 10 years in the future before anything comes from it, but how did that all start and what are you actually suing their asses for?
Okay. So basically what it is on the Unjected show, which is hosted by Shelby, the founder of Unjected, myself and Zach Brown from the Unfit Statesman podcast. Have you guys connected with Zach yet?
Negative.
Dude, okay, we need to get you guys together because you guys will have a hilarious show. He's
still trying to get Shelby on. We've been on Unjected before, but she hasn't got back to me.
Okay, well, then I will help facilitate that. So we will make that happen. No worries. Okay, so anyway, so we were live on the Unjected show and we're just like riffing and talking. We're like, why, you know, we're just having a moment of just like with all of the, you know, with the, so this was maybe a little over a year, a little under a year after the Lahaina fires, which Shelby lives on Maui. So she was front and center for that whole situation. And so it was like a culmination of a lot of frustration, the Maui fires and the just complete incompetence and horrible handling by the government, and then all the fallout that, again, we're seeing just repeated over and over again in all these natural disasters. You know, you have the constant spraying of chemicals and whatever in the sky. We have just surrounded by, just getting irradiated by 5G towers, these insane COVID injection mandates, and just people dying by, like, millions of people dying. We're just like, what's it going to take to stop all this? Like, all of these attacks on humanity. Like, humanity is under attack in so many different ways. And so basically just talking about, why doesn't somebody just sue all the people involved in all this stuff, right?
And sue so everyone.
Sue everyone. And that's basically what this has turned into. It's called the Great Team Humanity Lawsuit. And it started, gosh, maybe a little over a year ago. We started putting the pieces together. Maybe a year ago. I don't really remember the timeline. Earlier 2024. But really started to get steam once we got a guy named Mike Yellen, who's a legal... our legal counsel, who's volunteering to do all the legal work and knows this stuff and has sued a lot of, you know, government entities and stuff before. But if you go to humanitysuit.com and you scroll down, there's a link that says become a plaintiff. So we're trying to get class action status. So anybody can join and be a plaintiff. If you have any, if you feel like you've been injured by any of these things or have any sort of complaint in any of these domains, then you can join the lawsuit. But also if you click that link, it'll show you the actual lawsuit itself. So you can read who it's been filed. It was originally filed in the Southern District of Texas in federal court. And basically we're suing. So actually I'm not on the lawsuit. I'm not a plaintiff, but that then allows me to be kind of the free agent to be able to go do a lot of things behind the scenes. So because I'm like not on the lawsuit, them. I can serve, I can do the serving. So basically, so Shelby and a core group of people based out of Hawaii are the main plaintiffs, and then we've been adding, they call it joinders. I've never even heard that term, joinder, but that's a person who joins a lawsuit after the fact. That's after it's been filed, and you just fill out a form, and then you get added to the lawsuit itself. So anyway, we're suing basically the entire government. We're suing the Biden administration. We're suing, you know, Biden and Kamala by name, suing, like, a lot of the cabinet members, like Mayorkas and...
Fauci?
Tons of them. Fauci's on there, yep. We're suing every single senator and congressman. We're suing the entire Department of Justice. And when, okay,
tell
so
me
when
Newsom's
I,
on there.
I don't know if Newsom's on there. Newsom may not be on there. I know that they sued a bunch of people related to Hawaii, so like the governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, a lot of Maui officials, the Hawaii Department of Education. So a lot of them, it has a lot of Maui-focused stuff, but, you know, now that this new fire situation, it there's potential we could loop this in or do something different. But anyway, but if you look at the lawsuit, it says for each government agency, like, for example, like FBI, Department of Justice, it'll say, and Jane and John Doe, Jane and John Doe 1 through 1,000. So we're suing the first 1,000 listed employees in each one by name individually. And that's how you cover that. So we're suing like the entire agencies of every single government agency, CDC, FDA, EPA, FEMA, Department of Justice, every branch of the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, whole Department of Defense, the Pentagon, they're all being sued, okay? yeah. Okay?
That really is sue everybody.
Suing everybody, okay? And we've
Have you seen anything happen yet, or is it still just discovery?
I'll tell you what's going on. So basically what happened, and so then also the big papas are... all the vaccine manufacturers, the quote unquote vaccine manufacturers. So specifically Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, we're suing Merck, and then the World Health Organization. And then all the airlines for their complicity in spraying the stuff in the skies. Right. So anyway, all of the government agencies were able to be served through the Attorney General's office. So they could just be served electronically. We didn't have to do that in person, but any of the private organizations we had to do in person. So that's when I went out and I got to serve all these folks in person. So I got to fly out to New York City and I walked in the corporate headquarters of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and the World Health Organization, their office here in the United States. So that was a lot of fun. And then
oh
all
my god,
airlines.
Did you have, I have to ask, did you have the biggest boner while you read that they were being served?
Yes, it was great. I was raging. I had the biggest legit bat in history, dude.
You have a massive erection.
Yes, that's what it was. Especially when they were chasing us down the street and they were chasing us out of Pfizer. And then we parked at this parking structure. It was like downtown Manhattan, dude. And you know what the funny thing was this was the day after that United Healthcare CEO got shot in Manhattan.
Oh shit.
This was literally the day after that. And so I was already in New York when that happened. I was like, oh damn. So we rolled up on Pfizer, left those documents. If anybody that's seen the video, you know, they freak out. They like chase us out of the building. Like they're running after us down the street. We didn't get this on film, but they came up to us as we were crossing the street and they were filming us. And they're like, what's your name? What's your name? And I had a shirt that said Team Humanity. I just opened up my jacket and said Team Humanity. So anyway, so we parked at this parking garage right across the street from the Pfizer building. And then we took an Uber across town to the World Health Organization office. So we did that with the World Health Organization, came back, got the car out of the parking lot and drove back around in front of the Pfizer building. Or no, when we were, the Uber guy was taking us back and drove in front of the Pfizer building to the car. And the whole front of the building, like that intersection, that corner where I was crossing the street where they were filming us, it was all lined with police, NYPD police cars with their lights on. And it was all the cops out there had their jackets on that said counterterrorism. It's in the video.
They probably thought that you may have had something to do with that United Healthcare
shooting. Something. They thought that we were, that this, so they called like the counterterrorism. I'd like to think so. Maybe it was an unrelated matter, but it was like right where that all went down. It was like surrounded by counterterrorism police with their lights on. I'm like, these fucking losers.
Sounds like you were in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. So it was pretty wild. So anyway, so that was that. It was fun. If nothing else happens with the lawsuit, the virality of and the fun, like awesome poking in the eye, like poking the bad guy, poking the New World Order in the eye like that was just well worth it. But anyway, so what has since happened is that we filed in the Southern District of Texas just because we figured we could get a good judge there. And but most of all the plaintiffs, the main plaintiffs named on it are in Maui. So we had a judge. I can't remember his name, but he's a good judge. He was one of the ones that knocked down the Biden vaccine mandate. So he's on our team, but he basically rejected it based on standing. He kicked it over to a Maui court. So they're having to like refile in a court in Hawaii, which kind of sucks because all the judges out there are just corrupt liberal.
Seems like a standard tactic they do with any kind of like controversial lawsuit like this. They find some technicality and they're like, I'm not touching this. Go back, do it again.
Yep. But you know, so basically once you serve somebody, I've learned that they have 21 days to respond to the lawsuit. So we got calls from all the Pfizer, like all the manufacturers, like Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. They all called and like their lawyers called us. So if nothing else, that makes me very happy that, you know, they're having to spend like $10,000 an hour or whatever, probably more, to deal with our little shit that we're throwing in their laps, right? So that gives me a lot of satisfaction. So so that's happening. So right now we are getting lots of people added to the lawsuit in terms of new joiners, new plaintiffs, trying to get to a class action status. My understanding is that they are adding more like hospitals, places like that, that need to be held accountable. And then the big one that we're doing is we're adding all the media companies. So we're adding like Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times. So the plan is that I'm going to go back to New York here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to be able to serve all the media companies in person. So
nice. And
I've got like this, I invested in like some serious camera equipment, like a cinema documentary camera. And so that's what we captured all that on. And so I have a Zach, my buddy, our buddy on the Injected Show. He lives in New Jersey. So he was kind of, he was rolling and doing the camera guy. So you got to imagine when we're rolling up into these buildings, we have a serious like camera rig, like a serious film, like you would see on a film set. And
got
so
a
it's
boom
like,
mic and everything too.
No, you recorded
all of it?
Yeah. I sent Joe the link. Yeah, it's all on our Instagram. Like it went pretty viral on Instagram, and we have it on our Rumble channel, but it didn't really go anywhere on Rumble. But we were getting, it went semi-viral, I would say, on Instagram. But yeah, we've got it all on our Instagram. Check it out at Unjected, or if you go to the Unjected Show Instagram, you'll see the full like 20-minute video of all of these entities. But yeah, so we were not only just filming it, not like on a phone like this, but like a legit like. Not no, I had lav mics, so I bought these like wireless lav mics, lavalier mics, so it just snaps on right here. And
Nice.
so we were able to pick up audio, pretty clean audio. But yeah, we're rolling up in these places and he's got a whole camera rig that he's holding like this, just like right in their faces, dude. So they're like automatically on high alert because there's a dude with like a cinema camera rig getting
Well,
pointed
it's funny
in their
because
face.
I was telling you that I used to be a process server and
Yeah.
when it's I've never served a company that big. Usually, like I've served hospitals, all kinds of places, but they
Yeah.
have literal like an actual spot where they get served because they get sued so much that they have a person. They call them the service agent where you go there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Bob, how's it going? Yeah, you got sued again. Here you go. And they're like, cool, thanks, bye.
Sure.
But those
Yep.
bigger companies like that, I've never had to do that. And those people at the front office probably haven't. No fucking idea what's going on or how to proceed with that. So when they say, oh no, we're just refusing it, that doesn't
Yeah.
mean shit. You
Yep,
chuck it up
exactly.
their face and say, you've been served and bye bye now.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what it was. Like Pfizer was the big one where they were like, you have to go to this other building. I'm like, nope, you've been served, Pfizer. Pfizer, you've been served. And they just like lost their shit. They're like, security, security. And we're like, sorry, bro. Maybe
I
you
threw
shouldn't.
papers at you. I didn't. I'm
Yeah.
not doing a Luigi
Yep.
Mangione on you.
Yeah. You're lucky. You got off easy this time, Buster. I've
You're
never done
creating
before.
New like personnel rules for their new hires. Their
Oh,
next batch
yeah.
of new hires is going to have a whole
Yes.
new training to deal with
Exactly.
how to deal with getting served.
Or you're going to have like security at the front before you even walk in the door
Yeah.
where they're like, do
Yep.
you have papers on you, sir?
Yep.
Because we don't take those here.
Exactly. So yeah, man, it's pretty wild stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm having fun with it no matter what. But yeah, if you guys want to learn more, it's humanitysuit.com. And if you feel like you've been wronged, and then we've got a lot of people asking us, like, well, how come you're suing the vaccine manufacturers? They can't be sued, like, with all the vaccine or the liability protection. So what we're suing them for is basically, like, crimes against humanity. Like, basically, like, just first-degree deliberate murder.
Straight-up like, Nuremberg shit.
Yep, yep. Like, this is, like, it's not, like, anything you can get protection for. This is, like, murdering
you'd
people.
Be surprised. These people are squirrely. If you got enough money to lube up the holes you want to stick it in, they,
yep.
it seems
this
like they get away with whatever.
This is amazing to hear, though, because this is exactly the kind of thing, whether it goes anywhere or not,
exactly.
these are the kinds of things that need to set the precedent for what people need to do to flip the government on its head. We need
yep.
to do something different. I'm not saying kill people. I'm not saying
no.
tear it all down no. altogether. Like it, I don't necessarily know what needs to happen, but people do need to rise up and stop
mm-hmm.
saying, well, I can't do this because of this. Just fucking do it and see what happens.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
be a man. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. My buddy Matt Baker put it in a really good way where he's like, we're working out our like legal muscle. He's like, because he said in his conversation, he's like, I'd never heard the word joinder before. I learned something. We're all learning things in this process. We're becoming more savvy in how to navigate the system. We're all just moving forward, being more aware, taking more activist roles. We're firing up the troops. Like it was a huge morale boost. Like all the people that follow us were like, fuck yeah, like yeah dude, yeah, that's fucking right.
Well,
dude.
Especially
so
Matt
like
Baker
huge, yeah.
he's unhinged, literally
he's
unhinged,
unhinged
Matt
literally
Baker.
Unhinged exactly.
We just
dude.
Talked to him on another show a couple like a
oh,
month
cool.
or two ago. He's
yeah.
fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
He looks
so,
like he kind of looks like to me the lion from The Wizard of Oz, and I dig
yes!
it.
That's a great way to put it. He really is.
So,
really
besides that, though, so this is going back to 2020, obviously, and all this stupid shit, and this is where a lot of all of these podcasts came from, including ours. But what
yep.
happened, or what is happening, in your view, with the new shiny bird flu that they're trying to shove
oh.
down everybody's gullets? Because
yeah, well,
I don't think that's going anywhere.
No,
I don't
no, no,
see
no.
it going anywhere.
Nope. You know, this is something that I love this topic because I've talked about it a lot. And it's just like, okay, so let's all time travel back to 2020, where we got completely sideswiped and caught off guard by this whole COVID thing, right? I personally, you know, there were many of us that have been looking into government conspiracies and, you know, government corruption for a long time. And when this happened, particularly those of us in more, you know, tyrannical states that saw like the very like intense like lockdowns and all this stuff, like immediately I was like, oh, this is the new world order. Like that's exactly what this is. Like I've been looking at this forever. Like, whoa, it's actually happening. So immediately
you're watching
you know,
it in real time now.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
Exactly. Exactly. So there was a group of us that saw it for what it was from like the moment it kicked off. But like, you know, a lot of people didn't. But then, okay, so let's say now those of us that did, we were trying to get the word out. And we were immediately ran into this giant censorship regime. we started podcasting, first episode was like June 8th, 2020. You know, by like May, we were already like buying camera equipment, like figuring out what to do. We had no idea. You know, you guys didn't start, you know, you guys started shortly after that, you know what I mean? And so like all of us were just like, I don't know what to do. We're just like going to figure it out because someone's got to do something, right? Or just like, you know, just bored, pass the time, whatever the case, whatever got us into this. And then we immediately ran into all the censorship, right? YouTube was like the only thing that I could think of to do a podcast on was YouTube. I had no idea. I didn't even know if Rumble existed at the time. Maybe it did.
Nobody knew like, what an RSS feed was. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Like, you know, we didn't have a way to communicate. Like, I was on Facebook trying to get the word out. None of that was working. Instagram, obviously Twitter was not a viable way to get any sort of communications out. Telegram was great, but, like, nobody even heard of Telegram. So, long story short, like, what happened was is they rolled out this big agenda, and we were all caught off guard with no way to counteract it whatsoever. But what happened was over the course of the last 5 years now, we have spent so much time and energy building up censorship resistant, I'd hate to say censorship proof forms of communication, like ways to just get our shows out there. But, you know, censorship resistant ways of communicating. We've educated our audience where to find us. And a lot of these platforms have opened up and allowed for somewhat, you know, for like Rumble has been a huge game changer. Like, for what it's worth, Twitter overall collectively, I think X has been a good situation.
I think that's, you know, why they haven't hit podcasts too hard yet is because podcasts are somewhat decentralized as far as the RSS really feeds can't. Go, because you can choose any number of RSS servers to put your show on, and they'll send it out everywhere. So unless it comes down to, you know, Apple and Spotify censoring shit, which they kind of did, but then they were like, you know what? We really monetize a lot on these guys, even these kooky conspiracy theorists. So why would we like censor anything? And they, like I said, Spotify kind of did during the COVID thing. I think it was like 2 years later, but they'd add that little blue banner and be like, for more information about COVID. So it wasn't really censoring. It was more like a just oversight. I don't know. But it's so funny because if your podcast, you know, if you use Spreaker, like we use Red Circle, if you use those and they start being like, hey, you can't say that, you just move to a different one.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them.
Yep, exactly. I know that RSS is really a really hard thing for them to shut down and censor. Because, yeah, you're right. I've seen censorship on Spotify and iTunes. I know shows that have been taken completely off. But, you know, just shutting down the protocol, the RSS protocol, is like damn near impossible, which is the genius of it. But
it's almost blockchain-y.
Yeah, very much so. Like, from my understanding, I'm not like an expert on it, but it's definitely and then with like podcast 2.0, like the next iteration of all that stuff. So it's like, you know, if they were to try to do the same playbook that they did in 2020, they would fail, because all we have to do is make like 5 memes and the whole thing's over. Like, that's
but
all
doesn't it seem
it.
Like they are? Doesn't it, they're the trying, bird flu thing looks like exactly the same, but I think
know,
that's why it's not going to go anywhere.
They're a bunch of
everyone's
retarded.
Like, fuck you.
They fucked up really bad because I think they were banking on, because they tried to get to the fence sitters. You know, they were trying to get to the people who were like, oh, I'm not sure. I was one of those people. I was like, I don't know. I did look into government stuff sort of in 2020 or before, like pre-2020, but I didn't care very much. But 2020 was a big eye opener for me. And I was like, oh, gross. Like, they're just trying to divide us. I'm just going to say, fuck it. I don't care if I die. I'm just going to not do any of the stuff they're telling me to do.
Nice.
And that was very freeing.
Seems to serve everyone well.
But I think a lot of people did that. Even people who got vaccinated look back and say, I wish I didn't do that. Or, you know, I was just doing what I was told, and they kind of regret it maybe. And I know a lot of people don't regret it. And that's fine too. I am all about freedom of choice. If you want to get vaccinated over and over, please do that. I don't care. I'll never shit
get
on you.
Get 15 of each.
No, but no, but I'm not even making fun of it, though. Yeah, if you feel like you need to, I feel like if we make fun of it, then they're going to come back and hit us just as hard. And
no,
I think
I'm dead serious. Get 15 of each.
I know.
That's your choice.
I know, but...
Totally, I agree.
I don't want to, like, retaliate and say it in a negative way. Like, go ahead and do your own thing. But we need to be able to do our own thing too, and have that discernment of like, hey, these people 100%. Are fucking with us.
100%. Not to sidetrack too much, but we did have a very clever username in Telegram, Elon Muscovite. He asked if we could talk about a little bit about the dead internet theory and how it's kind of more relevant now with Meta coming out and saying, oh, we're going to have AI users and profiles. Not to mention, just in the last day or two, the guy who censored a lot of speech said that they didn't, but now they're not going to also. Anyway, did you hear about that, though, that like the AI profiles are going to allow that on there? Dead internet theory was always one of those ones. It's like, wow, that's crazy. But then you look at it and you're like, oh, I could totally see that being true, though. Like,
It
seems like there's a lot more NPCs. And what I mean by NPCs is not real people, like actual AI entities or whatever.
Yep.
But what do you think about that whole situation?
Well, I completely agree. And it was like, so there's a huge industry around selling likes and clicks. You know, you have these bot farms where you can have like one user. We've all seen the videos of like the one person sitting at a console with like 200 phones. They probably have multiple accounts logged into each one. And so,
there's some that have like the rubber button fingers that click shit.
So, you know, they have, and that's a rudimentary version. I would argue you could have like, basically like partitioned systems that have multiple computers on like a Linux drive running
different
multiple
IPs.
Cell phones. Yeah. Multiple IPs like on one system. Like it's just like,
and if you're running on a VPN, it could look like it's organic and look like it's all over the world. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Or botnets, people with botnets. So that's the purpose of malware, where it infiltrates your computer and basically hijacks your computer, and they can be running stuff in the background of your computer that you're not even aware of, that's how you do like DDoS attacks on somebody, where one person can signal like their whole network of computers that they've captured to log into this one address at one time and overload
shut the motherfucker
down. So, you know, these things are very prevalent, and there's a huge industry around it for sure. So there's that. And, you know, you can buy clicks, you can buy likes, you can buy followers, and people do that. It's a big industry. So I'd say that that's a part of it too. Of course, shaping narratives, like, of course, the intelligence agencies are using these to shape narratives in their favor. With ChatGPT, like they've probably had that. What's, you know, available to us publicly has probably been around for decades behind the scenes that they've been utilizing. And, and then what we're getting is very, you know, rudimentary versions of what they now currently have or that exists.
Very throttled versions too.
Yeah. 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 And I remember it was like Steve from Slow News Day and I were having like a go back and forth with some person on Twitter
about
something. Yeah. He's great. He's the best. We were going back and forth on something, and this guy was just being like so obtuse and annoying. And like, ugh. He was being insulting to us. We were being insulting to him, like jokingly, whatever, like not trying to get like worked up about it, but just having fun with it. And then I said something that I felt like it, like, I can't remember the specifics. I remember talking to Steve about it. I think I might have screenshots somewhere, but it was like his response to that was like, okay, yeah, great. Have a nice day. It felt so inorganic, and it felt so, as if he was responding to that immediate post without having taken into consideration anything else that we'd said before. Like it felt like a total bot situation. And it was like, damn, we've been arguing for the last like 5 hours with a freaking bot, because like the cue that it took was totally inorganic. And it just went off of like that most recent post, right? It wasn't as if we'd just been arguing for 5 hours. It was really weird. It was just like the sense that I got from it was like, oh, this is just a
inhuman response.
It was an inhuman response, yeah.
So I just talked about, I went on Ryan Gable's show, The Secret Teachings. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you're familiar with him, but I talked to him for about 2 hours the other day, and we talked a lot about this kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't understand how people don't get that the technology you have in your hand right now is not new. The iPhone 16 or whatever, that's not new, first of all. It's not even better than the last like five iPhones. I've seen them. They have a better camera. Great. But as far as the AI integration and everything that goes into that, that's not something that happens overnight. They've been collecting data since at least, in my opinion, probably the 80s or 90s. But for sure, since Project LifeLog in, you know, pre-Facebook. Mm-hmm. So they've at least been collecting data since then. That's all been feeding what we're currently seeing as ChatGPT and AI and all this stuff. And it's exponentially increasing every day. Everything we feed into it is just training this fucking system.
Yeah, exactly. The amount of, because it's just pulling input from what exists on the internet, but now the amount of content that's being put out there
You're feeding
photos
the beast.
Included. Yeah, is AI generated content. So it's like incest, where it's like feeding itself, right? So it's eventually it's going, and it's like with each generation, there's like a slight deterioration in quality, right? So the theory is that it's
copy of a copy of a copy.
Copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. We're going to get to a point where it's incoherent and it's just going to be driven off a cliff, right? And if we've put so much reliance of our own systems like in it, you know, we're again, and it's like, dude, this is a big topic. Like I talk about this stuff a lot. Like I just did a huge episode on my show, the end of the year. It was a solo cast. It was called the on Rebunked. It was called The Future of Humanity. And basically what I did is I asked the AI, I'm like, okay, we're in the AI, quote unquote AI revolution, right? Of all the industrial, you had like the Bronze Age and the Stone Age and the agricultural revolution,
it's the fourth
the industrial
turning.
Revolution. Yeah. So, you know, we're at they call it the AI revolution, even though I don't think that what we're dealing with is AI, the way they characterize it. They're like large language models. They're basically advanced algorithms, but they're not like intelligence. You know, it's not like an intelligence, but what they're trying to get as intelligence. So anyway, so I asked ChatGPT, I'm like, okay, we're in the age of AI, the AI revolution. What's the next revolution, industrial revolution after that? And it was like, okay, well, that's going to be like hive minds, brain machine interfaces, you know, the stuff we talk about a lot, right? Like right. The same, like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, now take all that and use your best estimation to guess the next technological revolution. And then it starts to go even crazier, like manipulating reality and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, now what's the next revolution after that? And I did it about 10 times, like way into the future, dude. And it's telling us like it's so crazy what it's saying.
It's so exponential.
What was
too?
Like the final one?
It's so exponential. Well, it got to a point where it was like totally glitching out and it started repeating the same things. But basically it's talking about how, you know, the idea is that, you know, they're going to be able to figure out the secret to consciousness, right? So, and this is where I think that the whole theory is flawed. But
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the theory is that they'll be able to figure out the secret to consciousness, which I think just comes from a divine source, a creator, a God, right? Like this animating life force. You can't create it in a lab. I don't think humans have the ability.
Yeah, there's the secret right there.
To create. They can't create consciousness, but that's what that's their only goal. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to create more and more advanced supercomputers to unlock the secret to creating consciousness. That's their only thing, because they figure if they can figure out how to create consciousness, they can control it and they can achieve immortality. That's the
then they can become God, yep. Which is
exactly.
What the original sin was, correct?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So they are trying to become gods, and in the process, they are willing to destroy human consciousness in order to, because they want us to merge with machines, and they think that that merger will then unlock their ability to make consciousness. So that's the irony of it, is that their pursuit of creating consciousness is going to destroy human consciousness. But really what's happening is that they're taking us down a path where they think that consciousness itself is going to merge with technology. And basically with the brain machine interfaces, like all consciousness will exist in a single, and it gets to the point where it's talking about how everything that is or ever will be, that ever has existed or ever will exist, exists in a single point that is everything and nothing at the same time in a complete paradoxical state of just like nothingness and everything all at the same time.
And that gets into like quantum mechanics and all that shit.
Exactly, exactly.
It goes from very wooey to very scientific, because those are very opposite ends of the spectrum. And they're taking it from a very scientific perspective, taking us as far away from God as possible.
Exactly.
And thinking, oh, let's find out what consciousness is. Sorry, you're just going to have to die to figure out what that is. I don't know, or meditate real well, or you can figure it out on your own, maybe. But that's so funny. So I don't think that will happen though, because all right, so what the AI said, all right, hive minds is next. There are too many people
who are trying.
I think there are too many people. I'm one who does. I have faith in humanity. I think we will stop shit before that happens. So everything the AI said was just trying to convince you, like, this is the right thing. This is what's going to happen. You should do this too. But everyone, no one's going to do that. I'm sorry. Everyone's going to rise up against that shit.
Well, they literally call it training AI. And look at who's training it. Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. Are those the people you want to be training this synthetic consciousness, as they call it? But
no,
I totally agree. That I don't think that we can actually create a genuine consciousness. We can mimic it to fuck. Yep. And it's already there where it looks real fucking close. You have a conversation with ChatGPT, but there is like a different ends of the spectrum when people talk about AI, especially in this community, where they're talking about you have all the way from it's demons. It's a portal to demons. Like it's literally demons. It's not a computer. It's demons. Then you have all the way to the other side where it's very advanced math and algorithms. Again, probably somewhere in the middle. I don't think it's actually demons yet.
No. Yeah, not yet.
But it could be a vector for whatever you think demons are in the future. Oh, yeah. It seems like they're opening some kind of portal to this. And it at the current state we're in, if you look at AI images and AI music, it's not... Demons suck. If that's what it is, demons fucking suck. Because they're not getting anything right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so weak. It's so weak. And you know, and to that point, like, I don't think they'll be able to achieve consciousness, and whether or not they invite demons in or not, I mean, that's yet to be determined. I believe in like a demonic realm. Like that's kind of been like proven to me, you know, but how that works, I have no idea. But you know,
or whether it could be a vector through electronics.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But like, so what you were saying is that, you know, I also agree that I don't think they can create consciousness in a lab, but they're going to be able to create machines that are so advanced, whether it's robots or just computer programs, that they will say it is sentient. They will say it has feelings and emotions and it needs
rights.
And
the machine itself will say it is.
Exactly, exactly. But they're going to convince people that that's the case. And so that's what I've been screaming from the rooftops is that, like, you know, whatever they present to you as a sentient, man-made thing, it can't believe it, even no matter how convincing it is. They cannot do that. It cannot be achieved. And so, you know, then we get to a point where, you know, humans are so, especially people in this day and age, are so eager to offload their responsibility or critical thinking or anything. And there's already all this talk about, like, you know, AI doctors and AI judges, because AI judge isn't going to be racist and everyone's going to be able to be completely equitable.
Depends on who it's trained by.
Exactly, exactly. But that's the thing is, like, once we offload all of our humanity to these machines, even if they say that it's a sentient machine, then we've completely lost everything. You know, and so
I'm kind of wary of that too, though, because and not to be a Luddite about it, but like the way that we don't know how people took, you know, Gutenberg's printing press or anything. Yeah. Like when something like that was like, oh, you should be burned at the stake, and you're going to take so many jobs from all the scribes that hand write everything, and so it's hard to know how far to go with that either, because AI can efficiently automate a lot of things that we really just don't need to pay people for, but that takes away jobs.
You know what? I saw this really funny meme that it was like, have you seen the new, what is it, the Tesla Optimus robots? Have you seen those?
Dude, it's such a joke right now. Like, you can wash dishes. I can do that.
Well, listen, no, but the meme is, I think it's funny, and I would never have an Optimus. I'm not a big Optimus fan, but the meme is on point where it says, why is it that ChatGPT, all these AI systems are so good at making art and poetry, giving me more time to do the dishes and fold the laundry? I want AI to do the dishes and fold the laundry so I can do art and poetry. That's bullshit. I'm like, that's a good point. But
some people will have one to do all of that for them.
Exactly.
And then will they
at
do?
At a certain point,
what's the end goal, though? So that you do nothing?
So that they can replace humans is the conspiracy theory. That it's to replace humans so that the 1% don't have to deal with humans. They can just have an army of robots doing all their shit.
The things in life that suck so bad. I was just talking about this the other day because I quit my job and I work from home and I just started a new job and I have to go into an office. I have to go... but I was thinking.
Yeah, she's a Fed now.
I'm not a Fed. I'm not a Fed. It's local. But anyway, so I'm going to have to go into an office. I'm going to have to deal with real people face to face now. And all of those things were things that I missed. Everyone says, oh, you work from home. You're so lucky. No, I'm not. I am literally sitting by myself at a computer, digitally dealing with every single thing. I miss being a fucking person. I miss being out in the world dealing with, like, the cold or someone driving slow in front of me. All of those things that we get irritated by and think we don't want in our lives are all of the things that make us human. And it's important to experience those things and learn to process them instead of trying to escape from them, because then we become less human.
Yeah, it's not normal to be working your job in your living room with a dog sitting right next to your fucking face all day.
Okay, whatever. Our dog's amazing. And that's like the only thing I'm going to miss, actually, is that I won't be by my dog.
Yeah. But I have a new dog. I have a dog now.
Oh, oh my God. What kind of dog?
You guys haven't seen it? Oh, my God. Her name's Margot. She's a 5 or 15-month-old boxer.
Oh, fucking buddy. Love boxers.
You have to go to my Instagram. I know I follow you guys, but like
it's Instagram.com/rebunkednew.
Rebunked new.
No, Zoom's censoring your dog.
I know.
Well, congratulations on your new pup.
Oh my God, it's a Samuel L. Jackson dog.
She's Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. That's my.
She's like, say what again?
Say what again, dude? I'm gonna make fun of her about that now from here on out. Oh my God. Say no, that's her. She's like, say what again?
Oh my God!
Say what again?
Just call her motherfucker.
You motherfucker. English motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Dude, that's the best. Say what again? It is a Samuel L. Jackson dog with the eyes. Oh God.
Oh my dude!
I'm making a meme tonight.
There's so many boxers we've known that look like Samuel L. Jackson, and that's not racist. That's just true.
So our friends actually got a Cane Corso that looks kind of like a boxer, and they tried to name it Samuel L. Jackson, and the trainer was like, "No, because I'm not going to say Samuel L. Jackson every time I try to train it." So they just named it Vigo instead. But
just name it SLJ.
Sammy. It's Sammy.
Sammy.
Samuel.
Just call it motherfucker. That's easier.
Motherfucker.
I mean, that's what I call my pets half the time anyway.
Yep. So anyway,
to kind of detour a little bit and segue, did mention at the beginning the current thing that's going on besides AI and the inevitable takeover of Skynet. Okay, so I'm kind of torn the last couple weeks, or actually month, with... listening to Ryan Gable and Ryder Lee and some of these people that are pushing back against the extreme conspiracies where people just go fucking off the rails and then a month later you don't ever hear anything about it again. Big fan of thinking of things that way these days, because half the time in the last almost 5 years we've done this show, it seems to go that way, where there is a current thing in the alternative media where this is happening, the white hats, or, you know, whatever you want to do. And all of a sudden, that's no longer a thing, and now nobody talks about it. And then you look back at shows you did, and you're like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing for a while there. Nothing ever came of it. So we're real hesitant to, like, talk about current topics. And one of them, well, the last couple were the drones. Okay, that was early December. Then the fog. That was late December, and now we're back. Now we're on to, nobody's talking about fog anymore. Now it's all about the LA fires and how they're drones. DEWs, just like Lahaina, just like Maui, everything. And I can't even keep up with it anymore. And I think that's manufactured too. But
well, there was someone who commented really quick on YouTube, and they were kind of shitting on the show, not in a bad way. They were just saying, like, hey, you guys probably shouldn't shit on people because maybe this is their one wake-up moment. Maybe they're just, like, looking into things and this is their wake-up moment to see a conspiracy theory. And I thought, oh, okay, that's kind of a good point, because I was all over. I was just like, fuck Tartaria, fuck this. Like, I don't want to hear this shit anymore. But,
well,
I
just
mean,
thinking
everyone has to wake up sometime.
Yeah, just practicing the critical thinking, like whether or not something turns out to be true or not, it's really important to look at what's the evidence, you know, what's being presented. You are correct. I mean, people's hyperbolic assumptions and just like people just grasping at straws, or of course, everybody wants to be the one that comes up with the new thing or the one breaking.
Or I said this first.
Yeah, I said this first.
I called it, bro.
I said this 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yep. That can be very, very toxic. And so, you know, I think that, there's definitely something to that. We had a funny situation earlier last year, which just today started creeping back up. But you guys know the Amazing Polly? You know that lady, Amazing Polly? She's like a big truther.
Sounds super familiar, though.
Yeah, she's got a huge truther channel. And so she started calling out the wellness company.
I hate that word, truther.
Pass.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, she's got a big, just a yeah, conspiracy, whatever channel. And she likes to attack people like in the community. That's her big thing, is like trying to call out all the people in the community. So the wellness company.
There's a lot of those out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So the wellness company is a big company that sells, they do telehealth. They do sell a bunch of supplements. Like McCullough works for them. Dr. Drew works for them. A lot of like people like that. And when we were going through a lot of issues with Unjected, we partnered with them for assistance with tech. And they were giving us a lot of like backup in terms of like corporate stuff, like legal stuff, accounting, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, we are associated with them, but they don't own Unjected or anything like that, right? We're our own autonomous thing 100%. But they came in when we needed help and were very generous and offering some help and you know, capital and stuff like that. But we're not beholden to them by any means. So she started attacking the wellness company because the wellness company is really good at marketing. So they have affiliate relationships with basically every single large media person, like Jones, Elijah Schaefer, freaking Fresh and Fit, Maria Z, like anybody that's got a big Rumble channel, Russell Brand, like Brett Weinstein, all these guys are affiliates and they do ad reads for the wellness company, right? That's genius marketing, in my opinion, right? To have all the big dogs selling your product. So she attacked them because her claim is that they run and they control the independent media, right? So that's Amazing Polly's claim. And so she was attacking them. And by way of that, she started attacking Unjected. She started attacking all the companies that the guy, Foster Colson, he's the CEO of the wellness company. He owns a lot of different companies. And so she started, Amazing Polly started attacking them and then started attacking us. And all of her little gremlins, all of her listeners started attacking Unjected. And they started like looking at our logo. Do I have my hat here? Anyway, at the time it looked like an atom. So it was like a six pointed like atom.
Oh, definitely, you know what I mean? A sigil, dude. Yeah, Luciferian. So
they were looking at that. They said it was the Star of Remphram, or that were a bunch of like Jewish owned shills because it's like the Star of David. And they're looking at so we were taking calls at the time, and the phone number that we were using had the numbers 33 in it. So on our advertising, had the number 33. I know, dude.
How dare you?
We were just getting waves of these like trolls attacking Unjected and us, like making all these postings about us, and like, look at them. They're just like deep state controlled shill, Luciferian, Illuminati, Freemasons. And I'm like, you fucking idiots. If you guys had any, like literally Unjected is like Shelby and I.
What up, retarded faggots?
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, you guys, like, okay, so I have lost faith in the truth movement. If you guys call yourself like seekers of truth, I'm not gonna say truthers, seekers of truth, and this is the conclusion that you're coming to, is that like and Shelby, who's like one of the most badass freedom fighters in the world, like you're gonna call us like the Luciferian, like Illuminati people, like
there's extremes on both sides. Like there are people who are retarded on both sides. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sucks. So we were just making fun of those people as well. Like that.
Yes.
You have to ask more questions than give answers when you're searching for truth. You can't just say you found it after,
my favorite example is what I talked about with Ryan, is that these accounts that come out and are like, every Victoria's Secret model is a dude. This is what I hear. With no backing, no evidence. Not that that means, who knows what evidence is anymore with AI and everything, but like just to post a picture of a chick that has a slight Adam's apple and you're like, obviously a dude, therefore every chick in Hollywood is a dude, and you've been primed to like dudes. I'm like, I don't think so.
Also, with the combination of AI now, you don't know if that photo is doctored to make her look like she has
even
an Adam's
Photoshop.
Apple. So then it's another person coming out and saying, everyone in Victoria's Secret is a dude, sorry. And then it's a fake picture anyway.
Yeah, it's just, it's too much. And there are certain things that you have to look at and go, this is a problem.
You have
and
to keep using your brain.
There's something
really
behind this. But so to bring it back to the fires, though, so what I was talking about is, as soon as these fires started in L.A., everybody was calling DEWs. Mm-hmm. Okay, to be fair, I love entertaining crazy ideas. That's what we do. DEWs, in my opinion, are 100% a real technology that we probably will know very little about. But to every time there's a natural, quote unquote, phenomenon where there's a fire or a hurricane or something else, and it's automatically just blamed on, oh, it's because they want the lithium under the ground, or they want.
Yep.
Dude, there's been people calling that LA was going to burn down for years. There, you know, the wind goes a certain way with a certain spark here, and the whole thing just goes up. Whether that's pre-programming or not, I don't know.
But also the government could do it if they wanted to. So the point is, right, we can't say it's one thing you do or have the to be other. Balanced. Yeah, but the people who are screaming from the rooftops, it's definitely this. Like, shh, be quiet. Just give it a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Dude, that's the thing. It's like, that's when you get into troubles, when you start making claims about what it is, yes, or even what it exactly. isn't, right? Like, I try not to associate anything with anything. I'm like, I don't know. I can't make any claims about anything. I can't make claims about the shape of the earth. I can't make claims about, you know, freaking direct energy weapons or not. Like, I helped write a book called Burn Back Better, the Lahaina, about the Lahaina fires. I helped write and edit that book with Shelby and another gal, which she'll remain nameless because she burned us, but that's all right. But I got a good experience on the resume, edited and wrote a book. There you go. And nice. Yeah, hang on. But you know, yeah, actually I did two. There I helped go. Edit two books this year. Zoe, have you guys interviewed Zoe? Do you guys know Zoe? Thrill Kill Medical Cult. I'll get you fixed up with her too. So yeah, she came out with a cool book. I helped edit that one too. But anyway, I got lots of people I need to get you guys plugged in with. So
oh yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I wrote the chapter in that book about direct energy weapons, about, because just, you know, again, we were just kind of just extrapolating all these different things that could possibly explain what we were seeing, you know. And there is circumstantial evidence to suggest, like in Maui, that there were direct energy weapons, you know what I mean? And so we were just presenting this information, because one of the things that you hear a lot of times specifically about direct energy weapons is people dismiss them as, that's not even something that exists, like that's fake, those don't even exist. And so one of the big things I was trying to do is really drive home the point, like, no, not only these exist, here's the Department of Defense manual on direct energy weapons, here's how they use them in warfare, they use them for all these different purposes, here's the direct energy weapon facilities, which there are two in the United States. One of them is in Los Alamos, where they developed the atom bomb, in New Mexico, and the other facility is on Maui. So there you
they
go.
They stopped developing dangerous weapons in World War II, dude. That exactly. stopped. We didn't exactly. do, we're not doing that anymore. Just like MK exactly. Ultra isn't a thing anymore.
Exactly.
They tried
yeah,
it.
They stopped that. They got in trouble for that and they stopped. So that was my whole thing with the direct energy weapon things. It's like, you know, I'm not making a claim that this is what happened, but I really wanted to make it clear that no, they absolutely exist.
And it's a possibility.
In their words, and it's a possibility. And but I just wanted to really just let people, educate people about what the current state of publicly known information is about what direct energy weapons even are. So
right, and that's why we kind of refrain from talking about a lot of these things, especially in, you know, this is what's happening. I would never say that, first of all,
totally.
But I'd like to kind of give it a breather for a couple weeks at least,
totally.
And then you can tell what is a PSYOP and what is
Dude.
Not. The drones,
yep.
that disappeared. The fog has completely disappeared from my timeline.
Yep.
You know what this is? Bernaysian Tavistock fucking shit, and it's less about what's actually happening in the real world than what they're trying to project into your mind is happening.
But either way, I think it's important. I think it's important for people to notice those things going on around them, but maybe not even the fog thing. To be really honest, we had the fog during the fog time, but I wasn't looking at the news and I didn't note. I just was like, oh shit, there's fog. That's weird. And I just had to like drive really carefully because I drive for DoorDash at night.
Did
and
you
I was
get
like,
COVID, AIDS,
damn,
bird flu though?
No, I didn't smell anything weird. I didn't think it was weird because it's fucking winter and we live like in a valley. So, but I've never seen fog here at night that settled in around 8 p.m. I thought that was really odd. But at the end of the day, who cares? And it's not a big deal. But for people to notice it, I think that is important. And it's important to let them work those ideas out in their heads. But don't tell me you know exactly what it is or that you think you know what it is on a TikTok until you've had, you know, just some experience working
That's
out
the most
these
retarded
types of ideas.
Part about
That's
this
all.
Whole thing is that right around the same time everybody started, you know, the Great Awakening, the red pilling, whatever. That's right about the time TikTok became popular and people could post 15-minute clips of some nondescript video and be like, it's this!
Well, that's
and then
when the Biden administration
off.
Brought TikTokers in and briefed them. Remember that? They brought in like 20 TikTokers or 100. I don't even know the number, honestly.
Yep.
But they brought TikTokers in. Why would they do that? We haven't heard a peep from what about what they talked about. And I'm sure whatever they said, if they said anything, was not actually what they talked about.
That's where I think a lot of this is placebo, though, where if you can inject and seed these ideas into enough people, which TikTok is one of the biggest social media platforms out there now.
Yeah.
If you can seed that into enough people, people start looking around and literally manifest it via placebo effect or something where they're like, oh my God, I see that here too. And then they make a video about it, and it, like we said earlier, it's just exponential and it just grows. And all of a sudden you have everybody talking about how the drones are looking for suitcase nukes, which is weird. Yep. Because right around that same time, the movie Carry On came out, which is almost exactly like that, but it was a biological weapon or whatever. But just, it's weird synchronicities like that where I'm like, give it a minute to breathe. Maybe don't make a fucking video about it to look like a retard in a month.
Exactly.
That you'll never talk about again.
Yep. Yep. Protect your credibility, because I think that this is a strategy that these intelligence agencies or whatever do use.
It's in the CIA manual.
To discredit you. Yes, they'll put out information and hope that you latch onto it, that you report as if it's fact, and then it's easily debunkable. I see it all the freaking time, especially during COVID. You'd see a meme, or you'd see some like screenshot of a headline or something, and to me, like, I'm pretty keen on this stuff, and like, if it's too good to be true, I'm like, okay, I'll do a, before I share it, I'm like, let me look it up, let me read, let me see. Most of the time, if it's too good to be true, it definitely is. It's fake, it's from...
Yeah. Or it's out of context, yeah. And yep. That's where I agree with the fact checkers, actually, where they're like, this is missing context. I'm like, no, it 100% exactly. is.
In fact, I just saw one recently where people were sharing a screenshot of a headline, and the headline was something to the effect of like, you know, why didn't the anti-vaxxers do more to warn us about the dangers of vaccines? Like blaming the anti-vaxxers. Why weren't they loud enough in warning us about the dangers? And everybody's sharing that outraged, like, how dare they? We were censored. And I was like, looked it up, and it's from a parody website, and they're joking and they're messing with you, and they're hoping that you get outraged and share it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole
no, it's point. Genius from a business yeah. model. That's yep. fucking genius.
Yep. Exactly.
It's like the Onion or the Babylonian exactly. or Babylon Bee.
They flip-flop back exactly. and forth depending on what the mainstream is thinking, because during COVID, do you remember all the headlines? Every headline. So I found Yahoo News during COVID, and I was like, fuck yeah, this is my go-to. It's perfect. And every headline I read was so divisive. It was like, hydroxychloroquine, it could save your life or kill you. And I was like, wow, okay. So I screenshotted it, and I think I deleted it when I was trying to like clean up my phone for an update or some shit. I'm so sad. But
that's so funny.
Every other headline that I found was someone who was on their deathbed who was begging for the vaccine, but it was too late, and they just said that they wished they had gotten it as they
died.
Yeah,
I remember those.
It was like every day that there would be one. And then the dog, Buddy, the German Shepherd, he was like a retired police dog, the first dog to contract COVID and die. And it was like a perfectly manicured hand holding this picture of this German Shepherd in the picture. And it was just all about this dog who got COVID and died. And I was like, this is fucking dumb. They can do anything to people. They just want people to latch on, like you were saying. They want people to latch on to this idea. The problem is, a lot of people are like, fuck you and your dumb ideas. Now, that's where we are. That's why people called us fence sitters. Do you remember that during COVID? People, or during Biden or Trump,
now it's
or whatever.
Called sigmas.
They would say, you're a fence sitter. And I was like, you know what? When the world is burning down on both sides of that fence, I'm going to fucking sit there. I'm not picking a side. Or there's a flood on one side and a fire on another. I don't know which is better. I think this fence looks fucking great.
Yeah, the fence is great. I'm going to spritz my ass with water and be cool.
For me, it depends. And there's things that I am agnostic about. And like I said, I don't make claims, and I am open to new information. But there's some things that I will die for sure. And I'm sure
I'm going to have to end up doing that. Yeah.
There's convictions like, that you guys
writing
have
out a like, creed or something.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Like the hardline things.
For me lately, here's the big one that's been really bugging me lately. Is,
oh, do tell.
And maybe this is more of a reflection of me, and I need to do some inner shadow work on this. But it's the people who were, Owen Benjamin said it really good the other day. He says, so let me get this straight. So all the people that were dead wrong about COVID are now right. And all of the ones that were right during COVID are still banned and canceled and ostracized, right? So you have all these people like the Chris Cuomo's, who was one of the worst during COVID on CNN, now has a show on Newsmax, and he's trying to position himself as, like, you know, this awakened truth, you know, arbiter of truth. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
No fucking way. Are you serious?
Yes, he got fired from CNN, and now he's like trying to, he's like come to the right. He's like on he's like a conservative. He's like a conservative talk show host.
He's like a cockroach. He's just going where he'll survive.
Isn't that the guy that did the burger thing where he's like, oh, you can have a cheeseburger and fries?
No. That was the mayor of New York City, whatever his fucking name
was. I thought he was
Chris
Cuomo
the one that was really sick?
No.
And he was like, Mario, he was like quarantined for 2 weeks?
That was yes. That was, he was the sick guy. Yeah. So Andrew Cuomo was the governor of New York.
Oh,
His brother Chris Cuomo was an anchor on CNN.
The weird. Man
was like, yeah, it was like what, Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, those were like the big guys on CNN. So he was like the main guy shaming anti-vaxxers, like all that shit. He got fired from CNN and positions himself now as like a conservative talk show host. And so there's that. You have all these motherfuckers, dude. Like Whitney Cummings is like, she did her big thing the other day and everyone's like, yeah, Whitney Cummings, she's sticking it to the man. I got in this argument with this guy, dug up all these tweets of her promoting the vaccine, selling masks, like just being a fucking little shit.
Dude,
like,
so you gotta give like people a little bit of grace on that, because okay, maybe
what
they,
if they
just
changed
saw
their mind?
Yeah,
I understand.
I'm not giving celebrities grace at all. They can all go fuck themselves.
Trust me. Listen. I'm good with giving people grace. I know there's people in my community that took the shots and they've since come, and like it's like they saw the error of their ways. I'm talking about the influencer class of people who were made all their money during COVID. I'll even throw Joe Rogan in this category. Shamed people, anti-vaxxers, all this stuff. And then when it became profitable, they're opportunistic. And then once it became profitable to then align themselves with freedom, you're seeing all of it, dude. Like even Elon, Mark Zuckerberg, they're all seeing that freedom is popular, freedom is profitable. And so that's why they're coming over to this side. It has nothing to do with their principles and the principles of freedom.
So why do you think that is, though? Do you think it's because they're not saying, so if it was me, I would first start with a massive monologue on why I was wrong.
That's
because
it.
That would convince me.
Yep. That was my point too. Dude,
yep,
exactly.
Yep, sorry to interrupt.
Sorry to interrupt. No, go. But that was exactly my point. And that was one of the things I said about Whitney. I was like, okay, how about this? I'll list, you know, how about this? You, the millions that you made during COVID selling masks and promoting the vaccine, you donate 75% of that to actual people that are here fighting for your freedom. You shut the fuck up and you sit in the corner for 4 years while we fix everything that you did. And then in 4 years, maybe I'll be willing to listen to an apology. And after that, I'll consider whether or not you can do an open mic. Maybe you can run an open mic.
But yeah, so that the opportunistic you know, propensity that you're talking about is very, very indicative of what?
Yeah.
A parasite.
Yes.
It's a parasite.
Yeah, there's no segue. So, there's no like in between that makes it. It's uncanny valley. It doesn't make sense. They're saying one thing and we're confused about it. Like, oh, I don't know if I agree with that. Then they're coming out when it's profitable for them to say so and saying the opposite thing. And we're like, okay, that's also weird. Sorry, I can't buy into either one.
Now, watching them flip-flop like that is just, that's where it gets, this is the layers of the onion, where you're like, oh, is this another Tavistockian thing that they're,
totally.
It, you know, onion, peel the onion, and you're like, oh, no, they flip-flopped on this. Oh, that means they must be the good guy. But how many layers deep do you go on that, where
exactly.
It's like, how smart are they, actually? Or are they just stupid tools that they're using for their purposes?
The problem is that truth is so simple. It's right there, and we all know what it is. There shouldn't be layers to truth. At all. The truth is right there in front of us at all times. So if there are layers that you have to peel back to find the truth, I don't know. I think you're looking in the wrong place.
Well, no, that's why we're talking about, like, when you're talking about the influencer class and them flip-flopping and all that, it is easy to see what the truth is. But to convince other people of that is a different thing entirely, because they're like, no, I love this actor or this singer, and they told me this. It really is
the
like
is you have to
taking
cut your
a
losses.
Chisel to the pineal gland, where you're like, stop. No,
but
stop,
you don't have
doing
to
that.
Do that. You don't have to work for free for someone else.
I mean, I'll give you examples. Like freaking Jimmy Dore is a great example. He took the vaccine. He was like, in the beginning, he was talking shit. I used to be a huge Jimmy Dore fan before COVID, and then COVID happened. He was like completely under the spell, and I was like, fuck this guy. And then he's completely done a 180. I saw him doing stand-up live in Nashville. That's a big part of his act, talking about his story about how he got vaccine injured and he woke up and he's been doing amazing work and he admits to it. He's like, I fucked up, dude. I'm an idiot. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Like all that stuff. Yeah. So like there's, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, it's not like you have to like completely fall on your sword, but it's just like, you know, take accountability and be like, damn, I messed up, dude. And
if you want to change your mind, you do have to fall on your sword though.
Yeah.
You don't have to. If you got vaccinated and maybe you're still thinking about it, that's fine. You can do that. You don't have to fall on your sword about it, but don't go out and preach that you know exactly what it feels like. You know, there has to be something in between that happens that makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, and I'm not even trying to say this from like a victim standpoint where it's like, I need to have all the accolades because we were, you know, any of us that were holding the line the whole time. That's not even what I'm saying. It's like,
okay, you can have our accolades, dude.
Boner.
Well, there you go. Well, what I'm saying is that like basically the discussion I was having with this other person is this person was making excuses for Whitney Cummings. He's like, well, I don't see any evidence of her. And I showed him the tweets, like literally screenshots of the tweets of her promoting the vaccine, selling masks, all that stuff. He's like, well, that to me isn't a shill. A shill is being paid by the pharmaceutical. And like, so it didn't fit his definition of being a shill. And he was defending her and saying all this stuff. And I said, dude, here's the deal. And this was like a fairly, like he had a significant following. His profile photo is an anonymous account. It was a profile photo was of J.D. Vance. And he was like in his thing, constitutional conservative, MAGA, you know, all this stuff. Yeah, making excuses for Whitney Cummings and her position during COVID when it mattered.
Faggots.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him, I was like, dude, here's the problem is that it's people like, it's like you making excuses for people. Okay. I'm like the freedom situation. Like I get pissed off when people take even like one tiny little step towards encroaching on my freedom. And I will have zero tolerance for it whatsoever going forward.
That's extremist talk, dude.
I don't care, dude. I said from day one, like it has to stop with the masks because it'll be the mask today. And then it'll be this and this and this and this. Those are like some of the very first things I ever said on any podcast. Like we have to hold the line at the masks or else they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking. And so right now it's like any encroachment to freedom is unacceptable. And so when you have people that claim to be freedom guys, MAGA guys or whatever, and you're making excuses for gigantic violations of people's sovereignty and freedom like that, you're just as bad, if not worse. And like, you know, I can't have people like you fighting for our freedom, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just getting really pissed.
No, and the cognitive dissonance goes on both sides. And so that kind of brings me in, before we close out here, I kind of want to get your opinion on the, it's very strange. I really don't care if Trump is like, let's rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Like, I don't care. Like,
wow, this is quite the segue.
No, it's funny because the right turn. There's Alex Jones is like, oh yeah, let's take over Greenland, 1776, baby. Like that was a tweet, it, you know, paraphrased, but
yeah.
I don't understand what. So we're gonna take over Canada, Greenland, probably Mexico. Does that not sound like NWO shit to you?
Totally.
And
does,
everybody's
dude.
Like, fuck yeah, America. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't understand this at all. Like, first of all, Canada, it would be worse than California in terms of like the libtards, dude. Like,
it's 30 times the size, too.
Yeah, you don't want, you don't
not
want
population.
Like a, yeah, you don't want a freaking another California. Like, we just,
yeah, so when you're buying a business in a business venture, why would you buy a business that sucks balls? You really don't want to do that.
Yeah,
you want to look at the business model, see their profit margin. I don't know. I don't know who's,
love our Canadian,
I don't know who's thinking of buying
but...
this, but if Trump's really looking at buying Canada, I don't know if.
Sorry, Canadian listeners. Maybe we'll put
give your balls a top.
Like, what about
we're not talking about the Canadian people here, though. We're talking about the Canadian government.
Yeah. Right.
And yes, anyone who's listening from Canada probably hates their fucking government.
They most
exactly.
Do.
Hey, you know what? You know, maybe we should have a discussion. I forgot about all of our Canadian listeners. That'd be cool. If we could all just unite, dude. Why don't we start our own country? Like, let's all secede. How about that? Fuck that. Or what about this? Hear about this? What about, okay, what about, let's take Mexico and Central America, right? It's a little warmer. They're like a bunch of Catholics, right? They're a little more conservative. We'll take it. We'll take Mexico and Costa Rica, Nicaragua. But then what would have to do is like we would have
then
to
then we
go,
all secede.
Well, we would have to go there. Well, no, we'd have to go there right away and make sure that they become like, you know, free thinking strongholds. We can't let the liberals.
We'd have to
there.
Make sure that so, those third world countries down there would accept us as well. And
we have to
we
go
all
down there.
Colonize. No, we are the new colonizers.
Make sure they
dude.
Speak English.
Okay, so we're the new Christopher Columbus. Or
yes, we go. And if anybody
we
down there doesn't
over.
Agree. then we give them blank. No, I'm just kidding, dude. the whole thing is just horrific.
Yeah,
and
no,
like,
it's stupid.
I want to remove the government's power, and I'm hoping that if and I am not very, dude, I think that we're in for a long 4 years. Like, I am not, in a way, I was kind of like hoping Kamala would get in some ways, dude. Like seriously, like, I'm not even joking. Like, completely, Trump is like captured by foreign governments. He is just going
Jews.
To get fucked. Yes, he's going to get, dude, it's going to be economic chaos, dude. If Kamala would have gotten in, all of us would have been so riled up in her face, they wouldn't have been able to do shit. You know what I mean? Just like Biden, dude. We got all, like, Biden, like, yeah, there was some mandates and stuff, but they wouldn't be able to get away with that again. It's like, we would be able to hold the government accountable. Now all these people that were up in arms against the government for the last 4 years have all just bowed down, and now they worship the government. They're so excited to worship the government.
The timing of this whole thing is so weird, though, to me. Yep. Like, you have the Greater Israel Project, and if you're not aware of what that is, go look that up. They're doing that in the Gaza Strip, but they're also, via Trump, apparently now doing it to Canada and Greenland and who knows what else. Like, to me, that's what it looks like.
Dude, it's the same Greater Israel strategy. If you guys don't know what the Greater Israel strategy is, they want to be the world power. Israel wants to be the world power, which
that's anti-Semitic,
which means America has to fall. And so they are parasitically using all of our resources to fight all their wars in the Middle East, so that they can rise and be the world power, and we fall and turn into a third world country. And they're doing a damn good job.
The U.S. has been set up to fall for a long time.
Yep.
When was the last time you heard any president say, you know what, Canada should be the 51st state, and we should also buy Greenland and call the Atlantic Ocean the American Ocean, the Pacific Ocean the other American Ocean, and in the timing of it, right before he gets into office, this is not an election ploy. This is not something that he's doing to get elected. Like, that's pretty much locked in at this point. He got certified that's done. So the timing of that right now with what Israel's doing in Gaza and all that stuff, it's like, how is this not obvious?
It's alarming.
To
it's
more
this
people.
Is why I didn't vote this year. I'm like, we're fucking
either.
Screwed
I
either way.
I
like,
I couldn't handle
no
any
point.
Of it, dude. So
I need
dude,
a real human. I want to talk to a real human. I want to see someone who I can have a five, kind of like we were talking about with Unjected. You can have a 5 minute conversation with someone and kind of get an idea as to who they are. I haven't seen that in politics in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So yeah, dude, I don't know. Just hold on to your horses, folks. It's going to be a wild ride these next few years.
Yeah. So that said, before we cut your feed and I just exit and hit the wrong button.
Don't hit the wrong button.
What are your thoughts or hopes or anything for the next year to 4 years to 2030-ish? Because that seems to be an important date.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Okay, well, for me, here's my thing, is that I was just talking to a friend tonight about where I was 5 years ago this time of year, which is really crazy, pre-COVID. So crazy to think about the trajectory that COVID put me on, specifically the last 4 years under Biden. Now, everybody's like, Biden's America, blah, blah, blah. Well, personally in my life, and I'm, you know, sorry for anybody that kind of fell under the spell of that, but in my life, I leveled up so hard these last 4 years.
Where's your home?
In every single, exactly, in every single aspect of my life.
Are you in Oregon?
No,
not anymore.
Not anymore. So basically my philosophy is like, I don't give a shit who's in office. It doesn't matter if it's Trump, Kamala, Biden, the Tooth Fairy. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to crush in my life as hard as I possibly can. You know, I'm going to focus on all these little business ventures that I'm involved in. I'm going to keep focusing on building community. I'm involved in several amazing communities here in Nashville that are all freedom-minded. I've gotten full autonomy, you know, working for myself and stuff, and then growing podcasts and working on all these cool projects. I'm just going to keep going on that path. And it's like, I don't care. And I encourage all of you guys to do, anybody out there that's listening can do the exact same thing. The secret is to just get plugged into a local community, find how you can be of service to that community, keep growing your skills and build your resources out. And you can find like whatever freedom you want to find, dude. It's like, it's an amazing thing we get to do once we kind of just believe in ourselves a little bit, right? And so that's where I'm at. I'm focusing on crushing so hard these next few years, and the way that's going to manifest, I'm hoping, is, you know, hopefully Unjected blossoms into what it has always meant to be. We're finally on that track. We have an app now in the App Store, Google and the Apple App Store. It's a beautiful app. Hopefully the podcast ventures. I'm involved with three shows now, including Grand Theft World with Richard Grove. So check that show out every Sunday night. Hoping to get a farm, get married, and have a bunch of kids.
That's Hell
my,
yeah.
That's my goal for the next few years. And just keep holding the line. And
we'll be there for the wedding.
Like, I'll invite you guys, 100%. Hey,
you're trying to pump out those kids, dude. You're going to need some matcha or some green tea or something. And sandwich.
Yes. Some what is
couple
it?
Sandwiches.
Some InfoWars Vitality. Vitality pills. There you
Nitro
go.
Wood or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do some rounds every 9 months, dude, doing rounds.
Yep. There you go, dude. Seriously, man.
Well, hey, no, I love it. And
everybody can keep making music. Oh. I got a show.
Nice.
January 30th in Knoxville. If you guys go to my Twitter, it's posted on there somewhere. But yeah, I got it. If you're anywhere near Knoxville, January 30th, I got a show at some place with the American Thought Criminals.
At some place.
What great PR you have, dude. That's awesome.
If you want to find out about it, you can figure it out.
Knoxville's a badass little town.
Yep, rebunkedrecords.com, and you can find links to all my shit. And go rock out to my music.
If anybody doesn't know, Scott is a fucking wizard on guitar. I've seen it.
Dude. Thanks.
He did the Pink Floyd solo, right? The Comfortably Numb solo.
Yeah, I've done that. No, I've done that. I did. I like doing Great Gig.
The best solo of all time, by the way.
Well, the Great Gig in the Sky is my favorite, where she's normally like singing, like when she's normally doing that, like I do that on the guitar. It sounds so cool.
Nice.
You sound like Morty from like the first episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Yeah, but check out the
Scott
new album.
Does not.
Universal Basic Awesome is the name of the album. It's rock.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Music. And of course, check him out anywhere you get podcasts, Rebunked News. Mm-hmm. Also, are you still on band.video or is that just, are you on Rumble?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh no, we're on band.video, Rumble.
I wasn't sure if band.video was still a site now with the whole shit going on.
They took it down for a few days, but then they brought it back.
Yeah, the Onion bought it. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yes.
They banned it, then they unbanned it. All right, fine.
Yep,
cool.
Yep. Well, I was pissed about that. I really was.
Onion bought it? Is that what people said?
They were trying to.
No, it really did. They apparently bought it. Like, the whole thing is just
Then
so
the judge
crazy.
Was like, no.
No, that's...
It's so stupid.
They're like, this is too comical. We're trying to make people think this is the real world here.
Yeah, be serious. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Do you guys ever wake up and think... I think we're all waking up to being in the coolest movie ever for people to watch, not necessarily be in, but it's probably hilarious to watch. And they're like, the actors are realizing that they're marionettes. What's going on?
Watching the Truman Show. They're like, this is amazing.
That's the best way to handle 2025 and beyond is just remember that you're watching a movie. It's all a movie. It doesn't even just keep crushing in your own life. And then all the rest of the stuff that they're feeding you is just a movie. It's all doesn't even really matter.
Well, remember you're in the movie and that other people are watching and you want to make the best choice. Do you want to be the laughing stock? Do you want to be dinner table conversation or do you want to be the cool guy?
Well, I think most people should remember that most of your life in 2025 is literally lived through a 6-inch screen. So maybe divorce yourself from that for a minute. Go on a walk with your dog. I've done every day this week. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. You know how peaceful that was? I didn't notice anything. Didn't hear Biden's voice one time. Didn't hear a comma, a cackle, nothing.
Nice.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I walked and then I walked some more and then I came back home. It was amazing.
Isn't it funny how that works? Like you could be caught in the terror cycle, the freaking... just the terror spiral for like days and weeks, and you just go out in nature like actually nothing is happening at all.
This is
amazing.
Great.
Everything
that
is,
was
like,
the
great.
Last 4 years, like you were saying, I started working for the company that I was working for and it was amazing. Like I just got to walk my dog every day and I would just go out and do shit. It was great. We bought our house in 2020. Like all these great things happened and I was like, we're just crushing it. Who cares? It doesn't matter what's going on around us.
It's like this
we're
weird extraneous projection that they're trying to put on you. Like this is happening.
It's the
right
fear.
Now.
They just want you to fear something. And if you don't fear that thing, it doesn't have power over you.
Guess what? Since 2020, haven't missed a day of work due to any kind of illness or any other malady. Yeah.
Imagine
I've called in sick, but that's different.
Yeah, totally. Dude. Yeah, exactly. That's great. That's great. Awesome.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for coming back on. Of course, check everything out. I'll put all your links and whatnot in the show notes. But always remember that you create your own future, but also...
You ugly.
Okay. As long as you remember that, you'll be happy. Just come out of the closet, you fags.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.